The Hoist would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, on whose unceded land we are on today. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hi everyone, I'm Georgina and you're listening to The Hoist here on Sin. I recently caught up with Melbourne-based singer-songwriter, producer, and multi-instrumentalist Tommy Wilson, who works under the moniker of Elm. We had a chat about his most recent single release, Somewhere, working and making music during a pandemic, and the release of his upcoming debut EP, Departures, which is going to be released on September the 25th. You can hear our chat right now here on The Hoist.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Tommy, to chat here on The Hoist. I'm very, very excited to chat with you about your most recent single. It's called Somewhere. Before I go even further either, obviously, your name's Tommy, but you go under the moniker Elm, and you have since 2018. Basically, your new single, Somewhere, it was released on August the 28th. We'll start off by asking, what's the inspiration behind Somewhere? Kind of what's the story behind the track?
So, I don't know. I guess I'm just really, like, a lot of the songs I write always seem to be about a million things all at once. Typically, it's a really slow process for me, and I think by default, you know, different things that happen in your day-to-day life, you know, are sort of at the forefront of your mind at different times. But I guess someone who I was like pretty close to had gone through a challenging situation. And I guess at that time, I was just reflecting on, you know, how we process these things and how we get by on a day-to-day basis. And I don't even know why or how, but I came up with this idea of the somewhere, and that, you know, in the face of, you know, adversity or, you know, any of these challenging situations, there's always this idea of somewhere, that there's somewhere beyond this time or the feelings that we're feeling at this present moment. And I thought that was a really most hopeful way. And I think as well, you know, oftentimes when people are going through something, you have this feeling of hopelessness. You want to help and you want to cook them food and things like that. And oftentimes it just doesn't help. So writing this song, I thought, you know, was productive for me and felt like I could contribute to something and potentially maybe help someone in the future in accessing their thought of somewhere or, yeah, getting through these tougher times.
Definitely. And I think that whole idea of somewhere and kind of a light at the end of the tunnel, it's obviously, it's a very reflective way of writing, which I suppose most songwriting and storytelling, it's reflective. You're getting into tune with emotions that you've already felt. But it's obviously very relevant from the time that we're in at the moment in this pandemic, and kind of having this whole hope of somewhere, that there is somewhere else and that there is this light of the tunnel. It's great that you've released this song, because it is a really good way for people to kind of, I suppose, tune out of their real lives and be able to kind of, like, I suppose, have that knowledge of being able to listen to music as an outlet, which is obviously what a lot of people feel about music. I do as well. I'm sure that you kind of use it as an outlet to kind of escape from your own life. But you are a speech pathologist, and in your normal kind of day-to-day life, I suppose, as a job. And I did want to ask as well, I'm sure that that's incredibly busy at the moment, but how do you use your downtime to kind of get out of your own life? Do you use music at the moment to kind of escape?
Yeah, certainly. I think anyone who knows me closely knows I'm quite hyperactive, and, you know, while I enjoy my sleep, outside of that, I'm constantly busy. And I think it's just like in any, like probably any songwriter's nature, like you've constantly got melodies and ideas and things just flowing through your head. So yeah, I think naturally, like, I do just tend to gravitate more towards like coming home, you know, cooking dinner and then like trying to work on some tunes and stuff like that. When it gets to the production side of things, certainly I have to be a little bit more disciplined, I think, and, you know, allocate times, because otherwise you can just make endless like beats that aren't actually real songs until the cows come home. So I think, certainly on weekends and stuff, I'll actually allocate time and sit down and try and work on things a little bit more systematically. But even that, I'm like really grateful for, like, I've already been experimenting with a few different techniques and just like, I don't know, I feel like maybe developing my style a bit or trying new things out, which has also been, you know, exciting. And like, you know, keeping things fresh during a time where things are starting to feel a little bit stale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And definitely Somewhere. I love the track, like, firstly. I know I kind of mentioned that before. I do love the track. It's obviously, it's really electronic infused. It's upbeat, but it's like got this really warm feeling that I love. And it's so textured. Like, you can, when you sit and you listen, you can really hear like the layers of it, and it's like, it's impressive. It shows some real talent, and so I'm excited. The debut EP is being released on September the 25th. It's called Departure, so that's really soon. I'm excited for that to be released. Are we going to be kind of getting different types of Somewhere? What can we expect? Different types of sounds, themes, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess some of it's similar. You know, I'm really into like that two-steppy sort of drum and bass style beats. But really, I don't know, like the people I love the most are like Kate Bush and Björk.
Yeah.
And I really try and have that level of drama. I've like been really fortunate to work with my friend Imogen, who is a really proficient violin player. And we've worked together on arranging some string pieces. Some of them feature in Somewhere. And in other tracks too. I also, the title track Departures, I worked with Woods with co-production and with the writing as well. And it's got a special place in my heart, that song. I think I've always wanted to do stuff with strings and things like that. So it's a little bit different, but I think also, you know, rings true to what I've done previously.
Yeah. Beautiful. I'm very excited to hear it. And this is very, very, you know, it's not possible at the moment, but were there kind of any plans on shows, on of touring, of anything like that prior to COVID? Like, is that something that we can look forward to you from, kind of a post-COVID nice looking world, I suppose?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, nothing was really set in stone, but yeah, would love to be doing some live shows and when it's safe to do so. And even potentially maybe some cyber shows at the moment,
yeah.
If that's what it comes to. Yeah, I actually really love performing. I haven't done it for quite some time, so I'm really looking forward to getting out there and boogieing with some people.
Fantastic. Well, the EP is going to be released on September the 25th. It is called Departures. I heavily encourage everyone to keep their eyes and their ears peeled for that one, because they should be very excited, especially after listening to Somewhere. It's definitely, I think, going to be very special. Very excited to hear it. Thank you so much for catching up with me today, Tommy, to chat here on The Hoist. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.
No, thank you so much for your time and for your really lovely words. I'm so glad you like the track.